This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Good morning. My name is Lola Ray. I'm the general manager here at the Ostoff Resort. And today, we are in the cooking school, L'École de la Maison, where we're going to be in the wellness class. And so what we're making today is overnight oats, egg shishuka, and another dish which the chef is going to unveil shortly. So everyone here is going to be chopping and really preparing the dishes together. And when everyone is through with the dishes, we're all going to dine on this great feast, this great wellness feast.
I imagine this is a great school for both individuals and for corporate groups that are here. If I was an individual, showed up here, could I sign up for a class?
You could, but the way it really works is you would sign up ahead of time, because in this school, we take up to 12 people per class. Now, we also have corporate team building if they have those numbers up to 12. But in addition to that, we do large corporate team building events as well. Not in this school, but we take the instructors and take them into larger spaces, and then they do things like food truck events and things like that.
That must be fun.
It is fun. It is fun, and it's really major team building, because we throw in a few curveballs while they're cooking. So maybe one person from one team has to go to another team, and then we'll introduce a secret ingredient. So it becomes very much of a problem-solving event as well.
And like you said, team building for sure.
Yes, because in corporate America, this is really the way things work. It's the event of the day. You have to be able to respond to changes, and this is an informal way and methodology of teaching people how to work together, even when they get information or events which change the course of action for not only their day but for their jobs.
That's interesting. You've been here long enough, in the industry long enough, year after year. Have you noticed evolutions in what corporate wants and needs and responds to in team building activities?
Not just for the corporate guests, but for really all guests. Everyone wants to be more experiential. So this is one of those activities where people can experience something and learn something.
Hands-on aspect.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And also, you know, we have ingredients here that we have taken from our garden, and authenticity is really important, and being genuine and living like a local. These are things that are really important to our guests.
So do you bring the participants out to the gardens to harvest as well?
We do that in a small way. So some of the gardens that are located close to the school or close to the restaurants will do that sometimes. We have not to date taken anyone out to the larger gardens because things ripen at a different time. So we would only be able to pick what was ripe then. For instance, if we were doing this a month earlier, we might be able to pick some tomatoes, but we would not be able to harvest the butternut squash yet.
But you do try and at least take them out and showcase and share, show them where it comes from.
For sure. And the gardens are the small gardens, which are pot gardens next to the restaurants, and then next to the cooking school here, we actually have an herb garden, and we have a larger herb garden just across the way. They're all visible to the guests. But we do take people out there and show them where some of the food that we prepare here comes from. We're very conscious of the food that we prepare and deliver for our guests that our guests dine on. We're very conscious of where the food comes from. We want to be able to provide the best ingredients for really the best dishes for our guests to dine on.
During the summer, I think you were saying you pretty much don't do the school because everybody wants to be at the lake.
Right. Everybody wants to be outside. You know, in this climate, we have a very short summer season compared to a lot of other climates. So we have about 2.5-3 months, and if the weather is wonderful, which it mostly is, in all of July, August, and half of September, then our guests want to be out there. But once we start with September, October, November, December, that's when the school really thrives, because people are looking for something interesting to do when they can't really enjoy the outdoors like they have before.
And you key some of the activities with the season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, making cookies or whatever?
We do something like a French Christmas dinner, and we do, maybe we'll do holiday desserts, things like that.
Well, Lola, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for being here. The only thing that I would add is all of our restaurants really thrive a little more because of the interest we have in producing our own food. The chefs are participating in what we plant for the next year. And so in January, we'll get together and we'll figure out what we're going to plant. And the chefs all have input into that. Now, when it starts to ripen, when it starts to become available, there's very close communication between the chefs and the gardener. And so he will tell them a week ahead of time how many pounds of tomatoes they can expect. And after 10 years of doing this, we finally have a system where we use every bit of the food that we produce, and there's preparation for it.
And when can you put the seeds in the ground here?
On average, our first things can go in really as soon as frost is out of the ground, I would say in mid-April. And those are really cool plants. So we put in things like early radishes and maybe early peas would even be later than that. Some of the early greens we could do, some of the parsleys, things that do not have a lot of water in them, and they can take the cold really well. So when do we start that? The majority of everything we start is at the end of May. But we can start the end of April. We can start with some of the early plants.
And then party over around?
Again, depends on Mother Nature. You know, it depends
on average end of September?
No, a little later than that. Probably mid-October. We've already had the garden still producing things at the end of October.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Nice. So do you have plans to do a greenhouse and to do more acreage?
We do. We're just trying to locate the greenhouse. We want it close enough to the main building here as opposed to the large garden, which is a little distance away. We want the greenhouse, a hoop house probably, where we can start more of our own plants and raise microgreens and herbs all winter long.
That would be really cool.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. So that is in the plans.
And do you have any programs with bees? I know.
We don't at this moment, but we have looked into it, and I wouldn't be surprised if bees showed up next year or the year after that. And the reason I say that is because it would be wonderful to have our own honey. We have lots of, especially if we put it over next to the garden where everything's blooming, we'd provide them with a source of pollen and put them close to the wooded area, if that's where bees should be, protect it a little more, and hopefully we could do our own honey then.
That'd be great.
It would be.
I could see it in the gift shop at some point.
We probably would never get to the gift shop. Because
you'd eat it all.
We'd use it all. We'd use it all. I mean, there would be, the volume of honey would be consumed in a very short time in all the restaurants.
Very cool. Well, thanks again.
My pleasure. Great to have you here.
Yeah. And if somebody wanted to learn more about the cooking school?
You'd be welcome to call the Ostoff. Probably the best person to talk to is April, who is our manager of guest services. She actually books the reservations for the cooking school, and so she would be a great person to talk to.
And on your website, does it show?
Yes,
something?
We have things on our website as well.
And that is?
Ostoff.com.
Awesome. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
All
thank
right.
you.
I'm Tom Wilner, reporting from Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
What we have to do, pureeing all the ingredients except for the chia seeds and the raspberries. So we are going to measure out 5 cups of raspberries. 8 tablespoons is a half a cup. So there's four tablespoons in a quarter cup, 8 1/2 cups.
Okay. Okay, so I chop like this fast.
Yep, you chop like that.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org.
Yes, I usually go across the way. I don't do the. Do you like the job?
So we have a one-way.